Hey there, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to our weekly interview. This week's interview is all about long-term care insurance. It falls under our umbrella of successful aging and how to plan for that. And today's guest is Phyllis Shelton. And Phyllis is the president of LTC Consultants, a Nashville-based company that she founded in 1991, specializing in long-term care insurance, sales training, consumer education, and marketing materials. She is widely considered to be the leading long-term care insurance sales trainer in the country, and she's also the nation's leading consumer advocate for long-term care insurance. She has the innate ability to take a process that most consider complicated and make it practical and easy to understand. Phyllis is the author of the ABCs of Long-Term Care Insurance and Protecting Your Family with Long-Term Care Insurance. And she can be reached at her website at www.ltci.com. That's short for gotlongtermcareinsurance.com, I'm sure. So www.ltci.com. And we'll also post that on the Facebook page as well. So welcome, Phyllis.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And actually, the website is GotLTCI. It's kind of like Got Milk because I'm wanting to create that atmosphere.
Great. Well, thank you for that correction. So we're going to jump right in. And, you know, I think a lot of people really haven't heard of long-term care insurance. So what is long-term care insurance and how does it work?
Well, it's insurance that I think is critical to almost every American, Lisa. It's insurance that will cover us when we need care that typically lasts longer than 3 months. And the type of care is just the part that insurance, health insurance, won't cover. It's just somebody to help us take a bath, get dressed, move from point A to point B, maybe go to the bathroom, maybe even eating. These are the basic daily activities that we all do. And when we need help with at least two of those for at least 3 months, that or a severe cognitive impairment, either one would be considered long-term care, not short-term care.
Mm-hmm. And is this in your home, or does this cover other things as well? I mean, maybe you're going to cover that for me. That's the question that just popped up in my mind.
Sure, and I'm glad you asked that because so many people don't move ahead with long-term care insurance because they think of it as nursing home insurance, and nobody wants to even think of that, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And the truth is that less than 15% of the type of care we're talking about is in a nursing home. So that's good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are never in a nursing home, but most people are cared for. If they have a primary caregiver, someone they're living with, they're cared for at home. And then at some point, it might be a combination of home care and adult daycare, which speaks for itself, being able to drop someone off in the morning, pick them up at night. And then if they need a facility, there's all these gorgeous assisted living facilities around that don't look anything like nursing homes. Have you ever been in one?
Yeah, I sure have, and you're absolutely right. They have really changed. So that concept is an old, outdated concept of the, quote, nursing home. Definitely looks
That's
different.
Right. And the assisted living facilities, not only are many of them beautiful, like country clubs, but a couple can stay together, and the insurance will still pay for the one who's needing the care, and that's a wonderful thing. And then if they need a nursing home, it's truly a last resort, and then they get to pick, you know, where they go. So there's I like to think of long-term care insurance as sometimes the only thing that can keep us out of a nursing home.
Yeah, I was going to say, this seems like an excellent product to use if you are planning on aging in place, the term staying at home and aging at home. So
that's right.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And even single individuals who do not have a primary caregiver at home, just to have that option to go to a really nice assisted living facility instead of straight from home to a nursing home, that can be such a blessing.
Right. Now, also, I mean, I know I'm kind of asking a whole bunch of questions here, but would it cover things like if you are want to stay in your home as you age, would it cover for like a person to come in and actually give nursing care at home so you could stay at home till the end of your life?
Typically, the people who come in aren't nurses. They're home health aides.
Okay.
Some states call them a CNA, a certified nurse assistant, mm-hmm. and they would come in and give a bath and help with dressing and, you know, maybe prepare some simple meals and that kind of thing. More homemaker type services. And depending on the policy you buy, you might be able to get a benefit that would even pay for informal caregivers. You can even get maybe a cash benefit where you could hire a neighbor or a, you know, a family member or a friend. Most policies want you to have that home health aide at least, but and even that's $18 to $20 an hour. So it's not inexpensive, which is why at some point an assisted living facility might be more cost effective.
Right, but it does give you some flexibility, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
So when do you apply for it and how costly is it?
Well, people need to get long-term care insurance as soon as possible. And certainly, you know, if you're 50 years old, then that's a perfect time to be looking at it. Because what's happened in the marketplace is that what used to be the premium and the underwriting, and we'll talk about that in a minute, for a 60-year-old is now more like a 50-year-old. So it's just really important to apply as young as possible and so that you can get, you can afford better benefits. Probably would be a good time, don't you think, to talk about how much long-term care costs?
Yep, sounds like a great idea.
Okay. Well, I like to say it's today it's around $215 a day, and that would cover at least semi-private care in a nursing facility, but importantly, it would pay for about 10 hours or so of home care, maybe 12 hours, you know, depending on where you live. So that's a robust benefit. Now, assisted living is going to be closer to maybe $130 a day or, you know, maybe $3,500 to $4,000 a month. So it's a lot less than being in a nursing facility, and adult daycare is around $70 a day. But I don't want people to get stuck on those numbers because based on historical trends, the cost of care has grown somewhere around 5% compounded a year since 1987, and I can say that because I entered the long-term care insurance arena in 88, so I've seen this happen. And at that rate, we're looking at, you may 30 years out from now, which a 50-year-old should logically look at, we could be closer to $25,000, $30,000 a month for this type of care. So it's most people have no clue, and they do not have savings that even begin to touch that kind of care.
Right.
So that's why when you look at insurance, it's very important to look at inflation benefits that will make whatever you buy today grow in the future.
So what? So for example, can you give us a couple of examples of different ages? Like I mentioned to you in our kind of our pre-conversation that you know, I'm 52. So what would what would I be looking at for a monthly premium, say right now? And I'm in, to, just to give you some personal information, I'm in great health. I'm on no kinds of drugs, and I've had no health problems in the past.
Okay. Well, the best thing to look at, let's look at a couple. Let's look at a 52-year-old couple to start with.
Okay.
Because you get a significant discount if you can come in with your spouse. And let's say a 50-year-old couple, and let's say that you are in great health, like you mentioned, and you're eligible for something like a 10% preferred health discount.
Okay.
Then a 52-year-old couple in that example would cost about $4,200 a year, which is the least expensive way to pay. Or if you paid by the month, it would be about $375 a month.
Okay.
And a lot of people will say, oh, my goodness, that's so much money, right?
Right.
But let me put it in perspective. That is a benefit that will pay about 80%. And I don't see a lot of people buying a plan that pays 100% because they think, you know, they do have some other resources. This is a plan that would pay about 80% of the cost of care for home care as well as care in a facility. And it happens to have the best kind of inflation, which is 5% compound. So the benefit that you start with is going to double every 15 years. Now, I'm starting with a benefit of $170 a day, which is 80% of $215 a day.
Uh-huh.
And that benefit starts out at $62,000 a year. It's going to double twice in 30 years. And ultimately, because it's a three-year benefit period, in 30 years, each spouse would have $750,000 in benefits, so that's $1.5 million in benefits 30 years out. And if you paid $4,200 a year times 30 years, you'd spend about $126,000 for that $1.5 million.
Wow.
And yeah, and now to
so
be
that's
fair,
a great return on your investment for sure, isn't it?
It's just so amazing. And what I find is at that point of early 50s, it's about you're putting in about 10% premium for what your benefits would be in 30 years. Now, I would be totally remiss if I didn't say there can be class rate increases, and there will be. There's a couple of companies that still let you pay it off in 10 years or 20 years, but if you just take it where you're going to pay the rest of your life until you have a claim and then the premium stops, there will be class rate increases. But don't you agree, Lisa, there's a big difference between $126,000 and $1.5 million.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, so okay, we kind of know for a 50-year-old couple or about around early 50s-year-old couple, so tell us, show us why it's smart to do it then as opposed to, say, waiting until you're 65 and you're retired and maybe you've just learned about it. But show me an example or a comparison of what the cost of the premium would be for, say, a 65-year-old couple.
Well, a 65-year-old couple probably would not be eligible for the preferred health discount.
Mm-hmm.
So that premium would be more like $7,000 a year.
Okay, so basically double, close to double then.
And you know what? If they wait, now that's today, okay? That's today. But if you're 50 and you say, well, I'm just going to wait till I'm 65, you're not going to be looking at 170. You're going to have to look at twice that much. And then it's crazy because if you're looking at more like $340 a day, your premium is going to be $14,000 a year.
Right, okay.
And you may not be able to qualify if you have developed some progressive health issues, and that may knock you out of the choice at all.
Right, so really the key point here is the earlier the better.
The earlier the better, that's right. That's exactly
okay, right.
And we probably want to clear up that people don't look to their health insurance or Medicare for this coverage, you know?
Yeah, please talk about that as well.
Okay. It seems like every year somebody does a big survey, and 30% of the respondents say Medicare covers long-term care. And that's just not true, even to the point where we get a Social Security benefit statement every year. Now you can go online and look at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't have to accept what I'm saying. If they go look at that Social Security benefit statement, they're going to see a sentence that says Medicare does not cover long-term care. You may want to look
That's
at private clear. Insurance. Hello. Because Medicare and health insurance will pay, like in that first 3 months, you know, say you have a stroke or say you have an accident. You know, Medicare and health insurance will try to improve you and get you back on your feet, you know.
Right.
But once people start needing care longer than 3 months, that's when it really turns into long-term care. And Medicare and health insurance won't pay for dementia, Alzheimer's at all. I mean, you can forget it for that. The Medicaid program, which is getting a lot of airplay these days in our news, Medicaid will pay any type of care, but typically you would spend down most of your money. A single person would have to spend down to $2,000 in assets. A couple this year would have to spend down to the maximum would be about $117,000 in assets they could keep. So it's a spend-down program unless you have this wonderful long-term care insurance policy, and it's called a long-term care partnership policy. And if you have that, and you do have to buy inflation coverage if you're under 76, which you want to anyway, but if you have that, you use the insurance first. If it's not enough and you turn to the state, you get to keep your assets equal to the benefits paid out, no limit. It doesn't matter if it paid out $500,000 or so. Isn't that great?
So that's helpful for folks being able to keep their homes or be able to pass that on to their children or whatever they want to do after their death, then. Is that why that's important?
That's so important. And the home, that's a good – everybody wants to know, what about my home? Well, your home, for a married couple especially, it'll be protected on the front end. But there's something called a state recovery on the back end, and that's where the state wants to get paid back for what Medicaid paid out. So this policy can protect that so that you could pass your home on to your children or whatever you wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's a real relief, I'm sure, for a lot of people, because that's a fear for some people about not
it
being
is.
Able to have the assets. So.
That's right, and they would want to pass their home on. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
The laws have changed on that, where it's a pretty high figure that homes are protected on the front end, but just remember that they're attached on the back end with that estate recovery. I do have a wonderful article on my website. It's under the Laws and Regulations tab on the Long-Term Care Partnership, and it shows all the states, 40 states, have adopted this. And, you know, any long-term care insurance professional could tell you if the policy you're looking at qualifies as a partnership policy.
Great. Well, I will. I'll go onto your website and I'll grab that link and I'll post that as well along with your
Perfect.
Interview. Great. And then I guess the other thing that you had mentioned we probably wanted to cover was the idea of what type of health conditions can you just know that you're not going to qualify because you have certain health conditions, and which ones will still allow you to qualify?
Yes. Well, typically it would be progressive conditions, Lisa, that people couldn't get long-term care insurance for, such as things that we kind of know will lead to a claim. Let's say someone has diabetes is such a wild card because some people really take care of themselves. They're healthy
mm-hmm.
diabetics. They got it all late on site in life, you know. But with a diabetic and with a lot of complications, let's say numbness, you know, neuropathy, or really out of control high blood pressure and very weight challenge, things like that,
mm-hmm.
that's a claim waiting to happen. So
right.
that wouldn't work. Parkinson's, people have already been diagnosed with Parkinson's or dementia, Alzheimer's, anything like that wouldn't work. Or maybe they're just not steady on their feet. They've,
mm-hmm.
maybe they've had multiple joint replacements or whatever. You know, not a good chance. But on the other hand, maybe people have had heart surgery or they've had cancer and or maybe even one stroke and they're completely over it, you know, no residuals,
mm-hmm.
they're over it, and they're reasonable height and weight. And the tables are generous. We're not saying you have to be a stick.
Right,
but they're
right.
generous. And the people like that, you know, can usually get long-term care insurance. So, and, you know, it just depends. And the thing is, if you're stable, you know, high blood pressure is okay, cholesterol, all that, as long as it's stable and not
okay.
fluctuating. Even osteoporosis, and that's kind of scary too, but if you have, they call them T-scores, but if you've got a reasonable T-score, you know, just really taking care of yourself, and we need to, we all need to do that.
Right, absolutely. And, in fact, that's why so many of our folks have joined our Kentucky Living Online Health Club. That's exactly why. So, and this just goes to show how important it is in order to get this type of coverage, how important it is to continue to take care of yourself. So, Phyllis, I really appreciate all this wonderful information. This is jam-packed with lots of information for our members. And so I thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, and I encourage everybody. I have a lot of great information. It's all free. And I have a book that just came out, Protecting Your Family with Long-Term Care Insurance, as well as a little cliff notes called the ABCs of Long-Term Care Insurance. And that's all at www.gotltci.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And also, Kentucky Living Health Club members, we'll talk with you on next week's interview.